Hello, guys.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the
Where are we?
I don't even know. I'm Felicia.
I'm Viv.
And welcome back to our channel. And welcome back to the Lucid Dream Podcast. I
stole your line. What?
I stole your line.
It's okay. It's not even like... We're just trying to get through it.
It's okay. We got it. We're talking now. This is podcasting.
Is this podcasting?
It is.
Well, guys, I'm sure you heard, as fellow Challenge fans, we got season 40, the big 4-0. And we want to talk about each era. And we're going to divide this into two episodes. This episode, we're going to talk about, what was it, era 1 and era 2.
Yeah.
But before we get into that, have you been seeing what the cast has been saying online?
I've gotten into some of it, but like what specifically?
What was it? It was Jordan who first talked about the conditions and the environment of the season. Season 40, they're in Vietnam, and he's just like, it was an awful, like they, like the producers, everyone treated us like shit. You know, they didn't feed us right. But when we sign up for the challenge, we know what we're getting into. And I was kind of taken aback by that. What was it? Rachel, from Era 1, mentioned it on Twitter as well. Ryan, who's in Era 2, he talked about it on his Instagram. And Theo, what was it? From the newest eras. Yeah, talked about how shit the conditions were. And most of them was just like, well, we knew what we were signing up for. I mean, this might even come from a selfish perspective. I want to see my faves come back to the show. That's the whole reason I stay.
Yeah, and how are they supposed to come back if that's the way you're treating them?
Absolutely. Like, I don't want to throw the word abuse around, but like, that is abusive. It's like, well, because you're dangling that money. Because like, like the past two seasons, we kind of saw they're dipped in quality and like the prize money. This time, it's going to be $1 million again, prize money.
Yeah.
And Part of me thought like yeah, they're probably going to save up for a big season, and it's a big season. There's 40 competitors, but like to dangle that money and tell them like come back, you know, for all the clout and whatnot, and then they're getting put through shit, and that's part of the game. Yeah. The challenges is crazy. They're being put in places with their exes, or maybe people did terrible things to them in their personal life, and they're in a communal space with them again. And on top of that, you're giving them like shit conditions. Like I think
like the shit conditions, I do think that's something that's really just unacceptable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not feeding them right, that's just something that's just simply
Rachel did say is like, we did get decent meals, but we also like three out of the four of them that spoke up said we knew what we were signing up for. I think that's absolutely like, no, they shouldn't have to take that. Like MTV treat them, because MTV, listen, if you didn't add Drag Race on, I don't know who's on your channel besides watching the challenge, because I do not know a single person watching Ridiculousness.
Something similar is going on with Drag Race, which is like crazy.
But Drag Race, I think they got a lot of helmets there. I think I don't know how, because like, even before them going on MTV, when they were on VH1, and even when they were on, I believe, Logo, like there were still like, even like Willem all the way back from season 4 talking about how shit the conditions were. And like, yes, they've gotten better, and even the recent All-Stars, like they got paid significantly more.
Well, I think this one with RuPaul's Drag Race, it's flipped. Now the producers are getting upset because the queens are treating them like shit. Ooh, and it's like,
interesting,
there's like a lawsuit going around. It seems like everyone's involved in the lawsuit except for Nina, Angeria, and somebody else.
Well, we got to put a pin in that.
Chanel, that's the only, those are the only three that aren't involved in the lawsuit.
Interesting. So, well,
everyone else is.
Well, I'm gonna put a pin in that, because you know,
this is a challenge episode, but you know, since we're talking about bad reality TV conditions,
and this is not the first time Jordan has brought up like guys, like, you know, don't let them like treat you like shit just for like, or like pay you shit, like like he talked about how like the young kids stop coming back for any type of money, like you can ask for more, because then the vets, when we come back, we're still being paid from our, like, you know, around like the same amount of money from like the first season. And I was like, you know, we're supposed to see a raise in this, huh? And like the challenge is doing, I mean, like they made a collaboration with CBS. I know it's all underneath Paramount, but there's so many now like spinoffs.
Yeah.
The challenge is getting more popular, even though we don't see a lot of content. I think all I see is, what's my dude's name?
Zach.
Well, I do see Zach, but it's because he was on the challenge. I'm trying to like another fan account. Hold on. What was it? Angel Cake Entertainment. Yeah. What was it? Even like back when I first started getting the challenge, he was the dude that was always like talking about it.
Yeah.
He was our Untucked.
Well, also,
so I think like, MTV, like, what the fuck?
It's like one of those things where it's like, I do think that they should, you know, I think that all of them should speak out against the challenge. The reason why I think so is because, especially when you get like big names like Jordan, who says something, Rachel is a big name, but if you could get someone like Bananas to complain about it, and Tori, and if you can keep doing it, I do think they will change the conditions.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, let's be fucking real, the last season of the challenge, everyone complained about it. I don't know if it did well numbers wise, but these are the people you're coming back to see. Without those people, the challenge suffers.
Yeah.
And you telling me if Jordan doesn't come back, then everything will be like,
I think All Stars was very strategic on the producer's part, because they brought back Carmaria, they brought back Tony, they brought back Leroy, they brought back Cam, and I think Leroy was brought back, it was definitely like a, it was like almost like a political move.
Yeah.
And maybe they were saving up for this season, but if you're still treating everybody like shit, like, it's still like, it's a bad look, MTV. And like, MTV, you've done this before. You've done this to the Jersey Shore cast.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, y'all, like, I think, yeah, if you want to still have these challenges, y'all can, like, definitely, like, reel it in. Start treating them better.
Yeah, start treating them better. I feel like they should be paid more for an episode, because it's not for nothing. It's, like, even though this is a big prize money at the end, like, they're still doing some crazy shit. Like,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
You gotta pay people for their labor.
Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. Hold on. And now let's get into this flippin' cast.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, yeah, MTV, we're not coming back for whatever randoms you decide you want to throw on this show. Like, to be honest, I'm coming back for Tori, coming back for Jordan. I'm coming back to see my faves. So
absolutely. Pay and them, and like, what was it? And like, treat them right. I mean, like, you know, I want to see them back. Durrell. I want to be an avid. Yeah, I want to see them back. But if you're going to treat them like shit, it's like, well, damn, how can I enjoy this?
Yeah.
Like I love seeing them go through the challenge, not going through the challenge of being on the challenge, because that's not fair.
No, it's not right.
It's like going back within a toxic relationship, because you know, they, you know, a lot of them are known for being on the challenge, and you know, Banana's got to do different things, CT's got to do different things. Now Wes is going to be on that villain's entertainment TV show.
I could see them on other things.
Absolutely. But they're known for being on the challenge, so they keep coming back, but you can't keep treating them like shit. I think MTV, get it together.
Yeah, because I'm not gonna lie, if even half those people do not answer you guys' phone call when you guys look for people to go on the challenge, I guarantee you, I'm not watching
for Jay. I'm not watching unless it's to see how far his hairline will go.
Yeah. Let's get into the cast.
So I'm gonna go, what was it, we're gonna era one, it's called the OGs. It's people that have been on seasons between 1 and 10.
Yeah.
And I'm going through just what they posted on their Instagram. Going for CT. Of course CT's coming back.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
I mean, he's been teasing it for a minute. I think he went on. He did, like, a movie?
Yeah, he did a movie. Yeah.
I don't know what it was about.
I don't know if it's come out yet.
I'm so sorry. Bless your heart. I didn't.
I mean, I didn't look into it. Whatever you post is what I know.
Yeah.
But what was it? CT, I'd say, right now, is the golden boys of the challenge. Mm-hmm. And he's 5 wins. And he's always someone to look for. Mm-hmm. Like, I bet your ass other challengers looking through the cast are like, fuck, every time they see CT's damn name on there.
They're like, god damn.
And well, I know CT loves it.
Well, it looks like in the trailer he seems to have hurt himself.
So I did see that. I did see the trailer.
Serious?
I know. Because, like, you know, we've seen in the past, like new kids on the blog love to shit on him. Like, well, you're old, you're a has-been, and they body shame him low-key. They're just like, you got a dad bod now, you're fat. That's still body shaming, even though it's a man. It's still body shaming.
It is body shaming.
It's kind of foul. And, like, you know, sometimes, like he said in confessionals, like, that hurts, you know, because, like, I'm still out here. And he's still, you listen, he got 5 wins. No one got wins like him besides Bananas.
Yeah. And I feel like people also underestimate how smart CT is. Absolutely. He's, like, probably one of the smartest players in the game. I think that's, like, most of the reason why he's been able to win so much. Yeah, the man is strong.
Yeah. strong as hell.
But there was other reasons that made him good. So
I mean, those are probably my favorite moments from his older or like, you know, him establishing himself in those seasons, his strength. Because like I remember it was him and Bananas. I think it was Tyler. And do you remember that elimination? My God.
Yes.
When he hit Tyler in the confessional was like, that is the hardest I've ever been hit in my life. And I believe it. I absolutely believe it. My God.
Yeah.
When CT, he got the crazy eyes on him. Like, I can't wait to put my hands on somebody. Oh, dear God. Dear God. But yes, that is probably the funniest. Him versus Bananas. Mm-hmm. And he's a designer, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny because he's a designer. He customized his own Johnny Bananas. I forgot who said that, but honestly, you are just an icon. You live rent-free in my head. It's not even the moment. It's like he carries his customized Johnny Bananas backpack all the way over to
and
the
And Johnny line. Just like, you know, I'm just, you know, gazing up at the beautiful stars here in Prague. And I was really interrupted by being thrust into the floor.
God.
To a garbage can.
Oh, gosh. And Bananas was trying to, like, trip him up, and his CT was like... Like, his legs were like, oh,
dump, yeah, he was like Godzilla.
Dump. Crazy. That's still one of the most iconic moments.
Absolutely.
To this day.
Absolutely. But yeah, those moments of his strength, that's when I was like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think one of my favorite moments of his intelligence was his World of Worlds season that he won. Because, like, everyone, they just judged his body. He's like, he's not up for it. Go to the other side. You're not going to be on the American team. And he's like, what the fuck? But then that whole time, he was kind of, like, underneath the radar. Yeah. He was, like, a father figure.
Him and Bananas still managed to slide underneath the radar. I think, every time we get into these seasons, people keep writing them off.
I mean,
and they are the most challenged winners for a reason.
I mean, that season they got Bananas out in the middle, like World War II. They got him out in the middle because they knew. But that the American team was so stacked, but there were so many fucking like personalities that they were like rah rah rah, and CT's like, well, that's them.
Yeah.
And then remember when he threw the challenge with Zach? He's just like, I'm throwing it. Rock, paper, scissors.
I love Zach. He's like, what are you doing?
Because he was ready to fight him.
Zach, it was Rogan.
It was Rogan? I thought it was Zach. I'm pretty sure it's Zach. I can see his peripherals. I'm pretty sure.
A big body man.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Zach, because Zach is big for no reason.
Yeah, because like, Rogan's also pretty chaste, so I'm like, it's one of them big bodies.
I mean, but Rogan's short. Zach's tall as shit.
I thought I remember them being shorter.
Well, he was like crouched down because they were on the water on a boat. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm throwing it. And he's like, really?
You know what? That season was fucking annoying.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's
the
one
drama
that.
Drama was thick.
Yeah, that was the one where it was like Car and Polly, like, you know, steamrolled that whole fucking season.
Yeah, no, I just hate seasons like that. I'm so sorry. I hate seasons.
But look, like CT that. Won in the end. And, like, I remember when he made it to a final, and we're all like, how did people miss that? How do people fucking miss that?
Yeah. Well, I also like how in the end, I think, like, one of the smartest moves he made was when he was sticking with the challenge with the alliance that he made on the Vendetta side. And I think about this a lot because he was sticking with the challenge I'm gonna get it together, give me one moment. He was sticking with the alliance he made on the American side, and then when it was time to finally vote Tory in after the UK finally won a challenge just there at the end, he changes his mind and votes in two people from the America side, which pissed off Kara because it's like you went against the alliance. But also Kara Maria, I'm gonna be honest, was making no sense that entire season.
Was that the season Kara Maria was like, well, what, Team Boston? He's like, I'm not even on your team.
Yeah. He was like, nah.
What do you mean, Team Boston?
I gotta do something for myself. It just, he was like, I'm looking at the situation, and if I vote Tory in, she is one of the few strong competitors left, even on my team. Why would the fuck would I do that? Doesn't make any sense to me. And then he voted in. And I was just thinking, like, yeah, you know, I was thinking about it, and I was like, that was the one season where I started, like, hating Cara Maria, because I loved her. She was, like, one of my favorites up until that season, and I don't think she ever gained back that like from me.
But we'll get into her when we get to her era.
Yeah, that's so true.
But what was it? Do you think CT were getting towards his last season? Because he's teased that before, too. On MTV, their YouTube channel, they posted, like, a little, like, docuseries on, like, the challenge faves, and on CT, he was saying, you know, even then, he's just like, I don't know how many I got these in me.
Well, I think they all say that, because I also think Banana says that a lot.
And yeah, Banana's, but he just loves the tension. but well, the next boy on the Era 1 OGs is Derek.
Yes. I think the one of the main things, because it's like, I was too young to watch like these OG seasons, mm-hmm. but he went against Joss.
Joss, yes.
Yeah.
I remember that season. That was, I believe, was it the first War of the Worlds? No, it wasn't a War of the Worlds. It was, no. it was one right before that.
I think it's like a Vendetta or something. I think it was when they first started.
Yeah, because that was his introducing UK people. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And Joss was a pretty, like, fucking crazy competitor, because the first episode of that season, they had to, like, run up a hill. And he was, like, the first one up there. And it's just, and everyone's like, you don't have to go that hard this time. Well, who told you to go that hard? There's so many of us. And he just blinked. That he was, like, of the Flash. Gone. He went, and that was my introduction to Derek. Because that, I think around that season is when you, like, you introduced me. And I would start seeing those compilations.
Yeah.
Derek coming in as a mercenary to take out Joss. That was fucking crazy.
Yeah, I was like, damn, this guy, like, I was like, I don't remember him from any of his past seasons, but, wow, is he, should I rewatch some of those OG seasons? Because he is fucking, like, a bullet.
He, even before that season, he was known to take out big people, people mm-hmm. that are significantly bigger than him, because he's very strong. Yeah, I think he took out CT once. Yes.
Yeah.
I remember there was, like a pole wrestle where he was against Wes, and Wes did win, but, like, you know, quite hell of a match. Like, yeah. Derek is known for being crazy strong and crazy resilient. From when those confessionals, I think even Bananas was saying, like, guys, it's been over an hour. Like, it's really fucking insane, this match.
Yeah,
I really go rewatch that, because you're gonna be like, damn, if you've ever doubted Derek, watch that shit again. However, I will say, I haven't seen him match up to that since.
No, I can't picture a moment where he's matched up to it, but I think he's been, like, overall consistent. Like, he's never someone I, like, write off.
Oh, never.
Yeah.
I think sometimes it's a political game, because he's, like, gone out pretty quick on some of the All-Star seasons.
Yeah.
I believe it was All-Stars 2 where he made it to a finale but didn't win in the end.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably where he's, like, maybe not a lot of people are on him.
Yeah.
I mean, I was on a season with him, especially in the first few All-Stars, because, you know, that was the first time we were seeing a lot of people back.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, he's one I don't want to see. I don't want to see that one again.
No.
But that is a moment I would rewatch again and again, Derek versus Joss. And, like, you know, Derek was just there to fuck with, just to fuck with somebody.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't winning any money. He was just like, eh, I'm going to fuck with you.
Yeah.
And Joss, in the beginning, was throwing him around, because Joss was significantly bigger than Derek. And I thought, like, damn, his ribs are broken. But he's still holding on to that pole.
It's, like, one of those things where it's, like, I was just thinking, like, ring. I would let go. Like, you're not winning any money. But, like, I think he's, like, nah, MTV hired me to do a job, and best believe I'm going to do it. So.
I think that was the first time we saw him in a while. So maybe in his mind, he's, like, they haven't called me in a minute. I'm going to show them why they should keep calling me.
Don't forget about me, son.
Because he was bleating at the end of that.
No, he was, like, I think, whatchamacallit, Josh's arm was in a sling.
Yeah, because they went absolutely insane. I, like, if you're throwing me around and I'm not winning money after that, I'm not holding on. I'm gonna be honest. I'm just like, wait, I don't get anything out of this, bitch. I'm letting that shit go. Mm-mm. Yeah, but I hope we get to see that monster again.
Yes,
because I love those moments. Now the next male is a big favorite of ours. It's Darrell.
Yo, we're obsessed with Darrell, son.
I really love Darrell.
Us, yo. He just really kills us. He's so funny as hell. Yes, but I feel like he's so low-key, you never really notice how funny he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe it's a life thing. Like, he's just, his reactions to things are funny to me. You
absolutely,
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you gotta put this, and then you gotta put...
The All-Star, I think that was an All-Stars 2.
No, I think it was the first one.
It was the first one? Mm-hmm. And the first All-Stars... what was it? They were, like, over water, and you had to do a puzzle, and you were timed, and, what was it? If the time ran out, they're dropping you in the water. He's trying to help his partner. She drops. And you know Darrell don't like heights or swimming. So you gotta do this. She's gone. Hands to chest, just prepared. And the confessional, he's like, TJ, just do it.
Just do it. It's too much for me. Just drop me.
The anticipation is killing me.
No, because what's funny is, like, in the middle of his sentence. She's gone.
Gone. She's gone. With the quickness.
With the swiftness. Oh, yeah. That was so funny. Yeah. We love Darrell. We fuck with Darrell so heavy. And he's like, when we first saw Darrell, he was known for, like, every time he was in
a finale, he won it.
But, like, I feel like it's been a while since then. Mm-hmm. He's lost two finales since.
Yes, I believe so. Yeah. He lost two finales in the All-Stars. And I know it hurts his ego.
To keep up that record. We were like, come on. And then he did.
We always root for Darrell.
Yes.
And I think the last time we saw him, he was a mercenary for the 39th season against Kylan. And Kylan beat him. We were like, damn. I think, is that the first vet Kylan beat? Was it Darrell? Because we thought Kylan was cooked. Full tea. But I want to see Darrell come back. And, like, listen, maybe he can, like, he's good at going underneath the radar a little bit. Maybe he can do that this season.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because I love seeing him on. I think he's great.
I also think he needs to be better with, like, political games. I think he plays it, like, so low-key that he's, like...
A little too low-key.
Yeah. Well, I think he wants to be loyal to the people, like, that he grew up around. But, like, those people are loyal to other people. It's, like, tough.
Yeah. Or, like, remember when he came on with Veronica? I think that was 38, season 38. And we were like, oh, fuck.
And he was like, I believe in Veronica. I'm like, why?
Like, that's sweet.
Why? But you know what? She did prove us wrong the last All-Stars. A little bit.
Yeah. I think another moment of Darrell's I like is when he beat the shit out of Brad.
It was necessary.
I mean, it sucks because, like, he could have got his fifth win in a row. Mm-hmm. But what was it? You know, watching that video back, it looks like he's playing with Brad. But then when it cuts to Brad's face, swole as shit, like, damn. Because they're all a boxer.
I don't know. I feel like 1 + 1 = 2 that day.
No, yeah. Brad, drunk, belligerent, chose to pick the fight with the boxer in the room.
Yeah. You remember when Darrell was on Twitter, he was like, he saw, like, it was like Logan Paul and Jake Paul thing. He was like, you know, I feel like they should go up against a real boxer. They should go up against me. I'm like, I would see that.
That's the one time I'd pay money to see absolutely.
Jake and Logan Paul. Yes.
Abso-fucking-lukely.
Yeah.
Lukely. All right. The next challenger is Mark. They call him the godfather of the challenge because I believe he debuted season 2. I think he is the oldest, essentially, like, because he's season 2. Everyone else is like season 8. They debuted. Mm-hmm. And it was Road Rules versus Real World. The challenge. So it's technically that's the season he debuted on, and he won the second time he was on.
Oh wow!
So Mark is the OG. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's definitely the real OG. Sometimes I don't like the way he talks, but it's okay because I like him.
He's a bit of a yapper.
I don't like the way he talks sometimes, but I like him. It comes from a place.
Mm-hmm. And he is definitely somebody that people should look out for too.
Oh yeah, I mean, he won in a season of All Stars.
Yeah.
He's pretty
strong. He's not someone to doubt. Absolutely not.
And he's in pretty good shape. Like, look at that man.
Yeah, he's in pretty good fucking shape.
You know, his bicep seems like it's the size of my fucking face.
Yeah, I'm about to say, he's
pretty fucking
He is strong.
Yeah.
You know, since he's from older seasons, I haven't seen a lot of Mark besides the All-Stars.
Yeah.
But he's always... Like every time I seen him, I'm just I'm not rooting for him because he was always up against people I was rooting for.
Yeah.
But he was never a competitor. I'm just like, man, fuck Mark. No, it's like, fuck, Mark's here.
Yeah. Yeah. I always thought to myself, you know, I would try to get Mark out. You know, it seems like someone that would.
I wouldn't want to see him in a final.
No. And next is.
Our last one. Brad.
For the male side.
Yeah.
I
think Brad debuted. Was it like season 5 and he hasn't blinked since? Sorry.
Yo, you just stop fucking with Rob. Honestly, it's not funny, but it's like, yo, what if he has like a real condition? And
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Brad.
Like, really making fun of him. Sorry. It's just like what he's known for to us. Because he really never does blink.
He just got big old fucking eyes. Maybe he does blink and we just can't notice. But I just thought that everybody knows him like that.
Yeah. I remember when, what's his name?
Oh my God, Nehemiah.
Nehemiah was making fun of him like.
he put on the extension on his beard. It's like, I'm rooting for you. See, I'm cosplaying as you. Bug-eyed. That was great. But Brad is back. What was it? We just saw him on the recent All Stars 4 where he didn't do the best game. And he was kind of down on himself. So let's hopefully he's like, got back to go home to his family, recharge. I mean, like, he's always been in fantastic shape. Yeah. And like, what was it? Lock in, Brad. And this is, I think these are stacked males.
Yeah.
There's no weak. I can't think of a weak male in this group at the fuck all.
No.
So like, this is pretty baller.
The OG season is pretty fucking stacked.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Stacked as fucked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't see, there's like no weak link in these males.
No, not one.
Let's go to the girly pops.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, another Brad moment that we talk about a lot. Is
yes.
That moment,
oh my God, it just hit me.
Yeah, that was such a relatable.
Yeah, Brad and Zach having that moment. Because like, I think that was Pauly's second season. First season. Yeah. So Pauly, I don't know if you heard, he's still, that jaw is still swinging.
Yeah. Did you hear the rumors?
What rumor? About Pauly?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That him and Kara no longer following each other on Insta.
Oh, let me check that right the fuck now.
Yes. Kara Maria unfollowed him. I don't know if Pauly unfollowed her back, but apparently rumors are swinging that they're no longer together through like other people and Ooh. Other close sources.
Kara Maria is not following Pauly. And Pauly is not following Kara Maria.
The tea is piping. Anyway, I wish them well. That was a real relationship. Well, I hope that everything is working out. I'm sorry.
They were together for a while.
They were together for a really long time.
You think it has anything to do with this challenge?
Well, I don't know. They were in an open relationship, but like,
I heard something really? About, I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, I heard something about like cheating, but I don't know if like, that's just like things that people are just, out the blue. But I feel like for an unfollow to happen, it wasn't like,
we're severing ties a little bit, you know, because you're public figures. Like, why would you just unfollow them unless you don't want to see his ass?
Yeah, period. And I feel
that's
like
an extra step.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree.
Well, Pauly has been on social media swinging his jaw that like, we're tired of the old people, bring in the new, yada, yada, yada. Here's the thing, Pauly. Your shit talk doesn't add up with the shit you've done on the challenge.
Yeah.
My God. His record, foul. Not good. Abysmal.
And you know what's so funny is, like, I feel like you shouldn't be the one saying that. I feel like there's a lot of newcomers who have earned the right to say that. Like, I think Kylan, Horacio. These are people. Kylan has taken out five vets, was like, other than Cam, the only one to have taken out five vets or like gone face
yeah, like
to face.
Like Kylan.
Yeah.
And listen, it's the new people. We'll get into that like the next episode. But the new people that do great and like kind of like earning their stripes don't have to yap as much as you.
Yeah, they don't really talk.
They don't really have to.
Yeah, I think when I hear Horacio talk, he's like,
it's just an honor to be here. And we're just like, oh, fuck here. You.
Love my old man CT. He's great. Like, it's giving very much that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what was it? But Pauly is just flapping. And honestly, you're talking about, like, the vets need to leave. I thought Kara was your girl. Oh, well, you don't. Well, that just fuels the rumors more, huh?
Yeah.
That's just, it's fueling. I don't know about you, but it's fueling.
Yeah.
Adding more gasoline to the fire. Yeah. So, yeah. Like, I've been seeing Pauly here and there yapping on Twitter, and there's a video of him saying, like, the vets are done and old. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be honest, with all these men, we're just talking about Era One. I if I'm betting money, I'm voting for the OGs every time.
Yeah, against you? Okay, first of all, just you solo? Yeah, I'm gonna vote for...
Yeah, if it's one-on-one in any of them.
Yeah.
I'm putting money on them, and I think I'm going to get my money's worth.
Yeah, I absolutely do. Like,
no disrespect, CT, Pauly.
You versus Darrell, you versus
Mark, Derek, Mark. Brad.
To be honest, I don't see you even beating the people on your own team. Like, I don't see you beating Theo. I don't see you beating Kylan. Don't see you beating Horacio.
Maybe Josh.
I don't even think I see you beating Nerys. Like, I really just don't see it.
But you know what? Let's see if he changes this season. Okay, let's see. Because, like, so far, he's always been all talk.
Yeah.
Always. Also cringe. But let's go to the girly pops of the OG era.
Yes!
Miss Tina.
We love Tina.
I love Tina's personality.
Yeah,
I think she's absolutely hilarious. Mm-hmm. I think she stay her. I think she knows how to do reality television. Yeah. I don't think she knows how to do the challenge.
You know, I don't know. I think she performs pretty well at like the games. I think she's really bad at politicking. Mm. I think she does average at the games, and I think she does like,
I mean, she hasn't gone really far since we've saw her and her season. So I just feel like, you know, maybe her politicking is just so bad we can't even see her perform.
Yeah, I really do think that. Because, I think she's like, she's a pretty decent, like, player. I don't think she's like overall, but like, mm-hmm. I feel like in like the last season she comes off overall like in the middle,
yeah,
sometimes top but mostly middle, every now and again bottom,
you know.
And
I think because the first, she was on All Stars 3 the first time we saw her back, and she chose to leave. I think it was two and she chose to leave because she felt like she was getting into her old bad habits that she's worked on. I think she's struggling to find herself, like, well, who am I in this challenge? Because yeah. I used to be the badass with the big mouth, and I'm just like, but I don't want to be that person anymore. And so I think maybe there's still a bit of an internal struggle. That's why she leans on her friends, but just her friends.
Yeah.
And when they're gone, she's like, fuck.
Yeah, well, I also think, like, maybe, like, she's, like, having trouble, like, fully connecting because she doesn't want to be that person back then. But I think like every part of you can be used in some sort of positive way.
Absolutely.
So
like, I mean, look, like, Veronica made it to the end. We were like, huh? Yeah. All Stars 4. So, but like,
maybe channel it.
Honestly, like, Tina is a great watch. She's great television.
Yeah, I love seeing her.
Yeah,
I love that. She has a
great sense of humor. She's the comic relief. Even though there's a lot of funny people on this team.
Yeah. No, I can't wait to see her, because I love that she knows she's bad at politics, and she's like, maybe I should read like a book on it, like the art of like manipulation. Like, I'm not really good at it. It's like, hey, do what I want you to do.
It's like, why? What? Because I said so.
Because it's what's good for you. Okay, why? Okay. Like, that's what it gives.
And the next one is Jody.
Yeah, Jody. I can't remember her.
Jody was on the Challenge USA. She didn't make it far.
She didn't?
She did not.
Oh.
I think she got one win underneath her belt. And I don't think she did well on All Stars. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm gonna be honest. I don't know much about Jody. I don't know much of her as a player. I don't even see any like iconic moments involving Jody.
Yeah.
So listen.
Welcome back.
You're on a stacked team, so show out. This is the time to show out. Love you, Jody. Miss Rachel's back.
Rachel.
Miss Bad Bitches Rachel is back.
You know, I want to be like Rachel so bad. Like, she's just like, wow, Superwoman.
Yes, I think she has one win underneath her belt.
Yeah.
And one or two, actually. She's won two.
Okay.
Jody's a two-time champ. Okay, Jody. I'm sorry. I haven't watched those seasons. Got to put more respect on your name. Okay, Jody and Rachel. Both two-time winners. She won
one with Brad.
Okay, Brad.
Yeah, she won duels two with Brad. She
and I think Derek has won three. Don't mean to talk about the boys again, but we got some...
Oh, wow. I didn't know. Like, she was on Battle of the Axis and her partner was Anissa.
Oh, yes. She just looks so different.
She did. I think I did watch this season.
Rachel, we saw her last on All Stars 4. Kara sent her home way too early. I think it was like the second or third episode. Mm-hmm. Rachel's a beast. And I can't wait. Like, this is like just adding more and more people. Because like, I think Tina has been to two finals. But so far, these are all the champs.
Yeah.
All of them are champs.
Well, you know, when you do something long enough, you should. You don't win at least one.
And now, Anissa.
Love Anissa. Love her to death.
Anissa's like being a fan of like a sports team that never wins. You're loyal. You got the merch. You still root for them.
She's like being the fan of the Jets.
I was about to say, I don't know enough about sports to throw a team out there, but yes.
You're welcome.
Anissa, I think she's a fantastic political game. I think she's stronger than she thinks she is. Yeah. I think a lot of people get in her head, and if I was in Anissa's position, I would think the same, even though I still have this opinion that, like, oh, woo. But, yeah, and I think Anissa, like, when it comes down to, like, back against the wall, that's when she, like, is really, like, locked in.
Yeah. So she's equal when it comes to eliminations. It's 50-50 with her. She has 13 wins, 13 losses, 26 eliminations. Don't you think that's, like, kind of fucking amazing? Like, damn.
Yeah. I think out of the OGs, she's considered the underdog, but she's been to 4 finals, and I think 2 of them were on All-Star seasons.
Yeah. And to be honest, like, you can shit on Anissa all you want. Like, she's been consistently on the challenge, and she's in the OG. So it's like 30 years of being on the challenge.
Yeah, I'd say like CT, she's has the most challenge experience.
Yeah.
Being on there.
Yeah.
On like, you know, primary seasons.
Yeah, she has connection literally throughout the game.
Everybody.
Every generation has a connection with Anissa, yeah. And same with CT. So I actually think that makes them like almost like key game players, because they have like the most political leverage. Period.
And next we got Miss Katie. Now, Katie, back in the day, I do remember seeing this. She was a bit of a firecracker. Like, she would read bitches to the ground.
I love for that.
And when we see her on All Stars, I haven't, you know, seen that same fire, because maybe she's a mother. You get older. Like, I think the first time she was on, she was like 21. Like,
yeah.
And what was it? You know, when bitches crossed her, she was ready. And it's watching it back, it's hilarious. That's when The Miz was on, I think, was still on. He was trying to calm her down, and she's so tiny, and she just like, no, because she's a fucking skank, and skank is like, you know, prime. Like, you know what time period this was.
Yeah,
skank was prime early 2000s like vocabulary.
It really is.
Oh, shut up, I'm embarrassed. So what was it? Yeah, she was known as a firecracker. I hope she brings that fire, being surrounded by fellow OGs.
On the All-Stars 1 and 2, but I don't think, like, she was also the one hurting herself. In every Heights thing, she always, like, remember
that whole Devil right.
thing? She had, like, a bloody nose. Yes. Like, she's like, I don't know how I do it. I really don't know. You can have all the safety features you want, but I'm going to hurt myself. I will.
And I believe she's a one-time champ.
Yeah.
Out of all of these, all of these champs, I think 2 of them are not. And out of all these contestants, 2 of them are not champs. Pretty stacked.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking stacked.
Yeah. I mean, Anissa's a champ. I don't know about
Anissa didn't win. She has no wins. Anissa doesn't have any wins.
Yeah, she has.
Really?
Yeah, 1. And she was like, that's why she always talks. She was like, I want to get like 1 win again, at least 1. But she hasn't yet to do it.
Then MTV got this wrong.
Oh, I thought she did.
4-time finalist. She's not gonna. That's why she keeps coming on. And that's why I did eventually stop rooting for her, because I was just like, I want her to get her first win. And then she doesn't. I'm like, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
It's like, oh, I hate what Jordan did to her. Because, like, when you get hurt, there's nothing you can do. But at the same time, it's like, as a fan, it's like, damn.
Yeah. I think, is that the last time we saw her when she got hurt?
Yeah.
Tragic.
She had to get surgery, though, so it was serious.
So, I think, like, just because they're OGs, there is no reason to count these out. I think we've seen, watching the challenge as long as we have, and the seasons that we've seen, when you don't respect the challenge, when you don't watch it back, when you don't even try to understand it, you are at a significant disadvantage.
Yeah.
Significant. There's not a lot of rookies that make it to the end so quickly with that mentality.
Yeah. Exactly.
And like, this is game. I do sometimes, when I see rookies come in, I'm just like, get the vets out, because they know this game through and through, and they know how it works. They know how to be on. They know how to lie. Yeah. They what was it? Some of these are reoccurring challenges.
Yeah.
So they're just like, okay, I'm mentally prepared, and get them out as much as you fucking can. Was that Gabriella singing a Troy?
Right?
It sounded like, Troy! Sorry, people are yabbing. But, like, this is not a team at all. It's not a layup whatsoever.
Absolutely not. No.
Absolutely not. Now, Era 2, I believe they're calling them the Trailblazers.
This is the Trailblazers, yep.
And we're going through the men again.
And I like that name for them, because I really do think, like the OGs are the OGs.
For a reason, yes.
I think so, but I think when you think of the challenge now, I think the Trailblazers are most of the people that you think of.
Yeah, they're like the faces. Like, even when we go and see the challenge on, like, Paramount Plus, for a while it was Bananas and Car Maria. Yeah. And that is the first man we see. Bananas, 7 wins underneath his goddamn belt.
I think, like,
not including Champs versus Stars.
Yeah, I think, like, the OG set up the foundation, but I think the Trailblazers, they definitely blazed the trail for what we see for the challenge today, and that's, you know, game recognized
now,
game.
When I said CT is a bit of a golden boy, you love to love him. I think Bananas, he's the, like, you love to hate him and you hate to love him.
Yeah, exactly.
He wears all the hats of the goddamn challenge. You know? Absolutely. Because he has been a hero. He's been a villain. He's been an anti-hero. He's been a producer.
Yeah.
Like, he's been an organizer. He has done it all.
Yeah.
He has been on, like, 20 plus seasons.
Yeah.
And he's won 7 fucking times. He's won the most money out of anybody. And he's retired and come back. He has his own podcast, merch. He's, gone on to other programs and done successfully there.
Yeah.
Bananas is, he's never not going to be affiliated with the challenge.
No.
Never not.
That's a challenger.
And even though he comes back with the same old bullshit, the villainry, the shit talkery, all of it, you still love to see him.
Yeah, anytime Bananas is in the cast, I'm like, yeah. So
I'm never rooting for him because he never needs it anymore.
Nope.
He never needs it anymore. He doesn't need y'all. You know what fuels him? He doesn't got it. And he's like, no, I'm sure he still fucking got it.
Yeah. I think, like, he's looked at as in the same way, like, now he's starting to be looked at as in the same way CT is being looked at, where it's like, oh, you're too old, you've won too many, like, it's time to hang up the cap. Like, and now people underestimate him because they think he's so old. But once again, he is not to be underestimated. The fact that he plays it so low-key now and you guys are underestimating him has only...
And he keeps proving you wrong.
Yeah, and it's only to his advantage because he's been able to sneak by to every finale so far. Yeah, because
Total Madness he won.
Yeah.
And then he keep coming to the finals. So, you know, he took Nani to a final.
Yeah.
And I think to a U.S. versus Champs, he made it to a final.
Yeah.
Like, y'all is still,
y'all are,
like,
carrying this man to finals. Really? I don't understand why.
Really. And he knows it, like, the back of his hand. He's so comfortable on a challenge, no matter how uncomfortable it is. So people are intimidated by his presence.
Yeah.
Like, you see that out the gate, and it's like, he is one of the number one bitches you gotta get out. And the minute y'all are, like, when you get the chance, because some of these bitches have gotten it early to get the chance, they're like, no, I'm not gonna do it. We're like, fuck, this man's going to another final.
Yeah, you're about to carry him to another one. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I think that every time.
I'm glad to see him back. I think it's funny that in his picture he got the dog tags. Like, he's just like, listen, I've been through war and back and I'm here again.
Yeah, I think the problem with some of the younger people is they're afraid to make big game moves.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to put CT and Bananas down there. That's like...
And I think, I don't know if it's a young people thing. I've been seeing people, like, talk about that here and there, about the authenticity being real, not being fake. And Bananas just like, and you know, that's cute. I'm gonna just get my next win while you feel that way.
Yeah.
So there is a bit of shiciness within this game. It's the challenge. Yeah. All is fair in love, war, and the challenges.
Which is all cute and fun to say until something happens to Banana.
His cancer
ass. It's
like,
this is the coldest, callous move, most callous move I've ever seen in any of these games. And...
he's like, I've never been so fucking, like, betrayed. It's like, whoa, you would have done that to them. You would have done that to their mother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and also the most iconic thing that he's done is, of course, he stole $1 million from someone, which I still think is justified. 1 + 1 = 2 today.
Listen, if MTV's been treating them like shit a lot, I can understand Sarah's point of view of asking for, like, a counselor to be on. But, listen, if you believe for an eye and an eye for an eye, that's not revenge. It's an eye and then your head. And Banana swung for the head. And you know what? You know what? That revenge was crisp.
Yeah.
If I was in Banana shoes And like, I'll be like, fuck, this is fantastic. It was too juicy to like.
Well, recently Sarah came on Zach's podcast.
Really? I gotta watch that now.
Oh yeah, you do. Because she was basically talking about, I think, like, what made her feel like upset was the fact that he was lying to her throughout it. Like, if he was just like real with her, yeah, I'm taking that fucking money. She said that she would have been less upset, but it was the fact that she like trusted him the whole time, and she was like, and like, I think Zach's friend was like, but why would he tell you that? And she was like, exactly, that's why I feel like such a fucking idiot. Why would he tell you that I'm taking the money? It's like, well, you didn't tell him that you were gonna vote him in.
Yeah,
like the second, like, you didn't tell him that the second last minute called, you were going to send him through.
Mm-hmm.
You never said that to him. Why yeah. would he say that I'm taking the money from
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
That doesn't make any sense.
I think, what was it? Yeah, Sarah seems to, like, I don't know, but respectfully, I wouldn't know how you wouldn't take it personally. But, like,
yeah,
I feel like the moment Banana didn't give you a clear, a man, if you will, wouldn't give you a clear answer, you're not gonna, you know, you're gonna split it, right? And he's like, Sarah, stop saying crazy stuff. That's not an answer to yeah. me. To me, it's a yes or no. I'd look at me, yes Sarah. Or no.
Come on, Sarah, it's me. That one. That one's like, yeah, exactly. It's him.
Yeah.
He's taking the money. Yeah.
Not to victim blame Sarah, but like, if you were to do someone dirty, back, you know, someone did you dirty, it's like, you want to do it up. It's like, no, we're even. It's like, no, I got you. That's what Banana wanted.
Well, you know, I think, like, Nani was in the interview and she was like, well, do you think Bananas would have done the same thing to you? Yeah, I do. To be honest, I don't think he would have. To be real, I think he has.
But Bananas,
he likes Nani. I think he genuinely don't like Sarah.
But in that moment, Bananas did say, I would do it to my own mother. So who knows? Who knows if that's just, and then, you know, like, reality TV mumbo jumbo. But like,
can you pass me a pillow?
Sure.
I don't.
But you're right. Like, when we've seen him on Villains, how sweet he was to Tanisha.
Yeah, I think he has like a lot of sweet moments. I think some people are his soft spot, and I think he bullshits.
Yeah.
I think Sarah was one of the soft spots for him until she did that move. Now he's like, well, now anything's fair game
between here. And now it was like, you know, they were paired up together. He's like, well, I got to suck it up to win this time. Mm-hmm. And then TJ gave him the option. He's like, you know, you can either share it or not share it. And Banana was, is that so? Is that so? Ooh, delicious.
Ooh, delicious revenge. I love it.
Yeah. What was it?
That's Banana.
That's you know what? I will, yeah, that's the only time I'll defend Bananas. Because a lot of times he's just really doing it to himself. Oh my God, the note thing? That was hilarious.
Yeah.
And he brought it back for Villains.
It's We're so like, good.
MTV shows and notes.
I found this note. And and Bananas is like, and me and you just look at each other, we know who wrote this note.
So after, what was it, the juggernaut that's Bananas, we got Brandon.
Yeah.
Brandon was from All-Stars 4, and he lost to Leroy.
Yeah.
And then elimination. And we're like, aw, because I did want to see him go to the
he
end.
Sent
I like Brandon.
Home, and it hurt Kara's feelings.
Oh, yes.
I like Brandon.
What
I
was do. It? Yeah, he sent Kara in, and Kara was like, I would have never said his name. When you don't say his name, period, you haven't talked in damn near a decade. But anyway.
Yeah. I think, like, yeah, we'll get into Kara when it comes to Kara, actually.
But Brandon, I think the first time he went on was with Kara Maria. I think he's competed 4 times, no finals. I was kind of surprised to see him back because, like, I don't know if he, like, left a mark like that on the challenge. I don't know if just somebody didn't answer her phone. No disrespect. But, like, you know, I like the way he performed. I like the way he is. I liked how he talked about, like, he comes off as pretty real.
Yeah.
When he was on Zach's podcast, like, we talked about it before, how he's just like, I'm tired of seeing the same people in the finale.
Yeah.
It's like, well, if these are team finales, then you're going to see these bitches. You're going to want to see these people in the finale with you.
You know, Trailblazers is one of those things where it's like, I feel like I started watching during the next era, like fully watching, but I've seen like clips of them, like, you know who they are and their icons for a reason.
Yeah. I believe Brandon, excuse me, he's competed 6 times. So, mm-hmm. like, listen, hope he made up with Car Maria because mm-hmm. y'all are on a team. You better work. Now we're with Ryan.
And I like Ryan's personality.
I do love his personality.
I love seeing him. I really do think he would have gone further in All Stars had he had given a fuck and got the fucking star.
That was a bit of an upset, I'm gonna be honest. Yeah. But in his mentality, he believed if I go in, I'm damned. If I don't go in, I'm damned. And so I'd rather be here longer, be damned later. I think that's what his mentality. Maybe yeah. he didn't believe in himself fully. I feel like there was just so much like uncertainty in how he feels. And, you know, he was also one of the people that spoke up that MTV wasn't, you know, treating them right. And he's like, but that's what we, you know, and he's like, yeah, but we know what we're signing up for. I hope that, like, you know,
that needs to change.
That it's changes. Okay. And when you're brought back, it's like much more like amiable and professional and comfortable. And, yeah, I want to see him perform great. I think he's around people he knows. I think he has a lot of friends in this. So, like, maybe he can really, like pull through.
Yeah. Yeah. Next is Derek. Now, I really like Derek. I like Derek.
You know, Derek, but before All Stars 4, Derek didn't really have, like, a reputation of like, kicking ass. But he kicked ass throughout that season. Yeah,
he was really eating that shit.
I think no one was paying attention to him. And they were kind of like, wait a minute. He's B-winning.
Yeah, he's good.
He made it to the finale of All Stars 4. Didn't make it. I think he was one of the first purged.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn it. Because, like, he finally got a star to get in. And then right out.
I was rooting for him, too. I was like, Derek! Yeah! And then, you know, the second the finale starts, he goes home.
So, like, I want to see him, like, keep up that momentum. You're with a lot of strong people this season. So, like he's not one he's not a layup.
Nehemiah, we just talked about him with the whole Brad thing. Nehemiah is really funny, too.
I think he's funny.
He's thoroughly.
He got a bit of a temper, and that does tickle me because sometimes you need something to motivate you.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he's a one-time champion. I think he's won once.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay. Good. 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 I like Nehemiah. Mm-hmm. You know, I like Nehemiah.
He's a bit of a sore loser, which is funny as hell to me.
I love a sore loser. Honestly, that's honest. That's honest as fuck. Go off.
It is because, like, when, like, what are you here to do? Lose?
Come on. Yeah.
It shows that you want it. It shows that you want it because when people come on and they don't want it, it grinds my tits.
Yeah.
So yeah, Nehemiah. I was seeing him again. I was like, all right, let's go. Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Now to the girly pops.
Now, it's Car Maria first, and she's like, I would say, like, in my mind, she is the woman version of, like, Bananas, in the sense that when, like, a girly pop sees, like, Kara, it's like, fucking hell. Mm-hmm.
Like,
I was like, fucking hell, this bitch again. She's a tough lady.
She is. Yeah. Every time I see Car Maria, I'm like, damn, those traps. Fuck. Mm-hmm. But, like, goes to her fucking ears. Yo. She is buff. She is, like, strong. What was it? You know, I'm not good at math either, but it's okay.
Well, you know, I think, like, when the reason why I remember just loving Kara, because she was always, like, kind of, like, an underdog that mm-hmm. was kicking ass. So yes. It was, like, I don't know how she ever came across as an underdog, because she was always, like, the shit. And I remember, she's, like, one of those, like, in her first season, she went down, like, a shit, like, they couldn't stop voting her down. Mm-hmm. And I think that's when, like, the frenemy relationship with Laura and Kara started mm-hmm. was because Kara was like, I just don't think you're good. And Kara just kept showing up.
And she was like, oh.
Yeah, I think over time she was like, oh. And I think, like, during their last, like, interactions on, they were on Rivals, Laurel looked at Kara and was like, I just don't think you're ready for a final.
Yeah.
And Kara proved her wrong and continues to prove her wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Kara's
if Laurel didn't have those stars, Kara Maria would have, you know, it could have swept that fucking final.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I think Kara's one problem is lately she's been not so great at, like, political games, which mm-hmm. is, like, very interesting because she comes across as very friendly. I just think that, like, she doesn't care to nurture relationships. Mm-hmm. I think that's the problem. Yeah. I think it's not like how friendly she is, like, because I think she comes off as like being like just a regular friendly person. I just think that like she doesn't nurture relationships inside the show and outside,
which
affects her because she is the shit. So mm-hmm. you have to give people extra motivation not to vote you in because you're the shit. And I think you're the shit no matter who you're up against, who Carberry is up against, male, female. She's the fucking shit. She could send you home. Mm-hmm. That's period.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite Carberry moments was, I think it was the first War of the Worlds, that finale that was insane in the fucking desert. And she lost where it was a math problem. And she cried. I would lose too if I made it that close. And she just like, I don't even deserve it because I probably can't even fucking count the money. I think about it too much.
Yo, because honestly, fucking me. I probably couldn't even count it anyway, so whatever.
Why would I deserve it? I'm like, damn. Someone give her a hug. Damn. That was too funny. But, like, what was it? Sometimes, like, her political game was the best in War of the Worlds, but the people, it's the company she kept weren't, they weren't ready for a finale. Yeah. That was the problem. Yeah. She made friends with people who can't do finals.
Yeah. And I think Zach recently apologized to her for that whole finale. And I'm like, you know, I just disagree. But once again, I don't know the inner workings. I wasn't there. So I'm just seeing what's on TV. I agreed with Zach the whole time. I've never been on Zach's side in a season in my entire life. And how dare you, Kara, for Evan making me side with Zach.
I mean, I have to, I know he was so fucking mad, and I would too. That's why it's hard for me to, like maybe he just feels bad at how intense he was.
Cause,
I
think he needs to not be that intense.
Because, you know, can you imagine looking back at these programs and seeing yourself yell, like so intensely at people, and you're just like, fuck, I look like a, especially him, he's like, what, 7'7" or something? Yeah. Like, you'd be like, damn, I just look like a monster.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe it's like that. Mm-hmm. Does Zach have a daughter?
Yeah, he has 3 kids. I think 2 of them.
3?
Yeah.
Damn. Get off of her. I feel like I blinked. I thought he had one. She's not coming back. What was it? I thought they had one. Damn. Yeah, Miss Thing ain't coming back. I'd love to see her back.
I would love to see her back. Miss Barbie Beast.
But I don't think she will. Yeah, it's a lot of fucking kids. Oh my God, they're so cute for the 4th of July. Are they two girls and one boy?
I think so.
Aw, damn. Maybe he thinks of it like that. Like, he has, like, kids, and he has a daughter, and he's thinking, like, damn, I just yelled at somebody's daughter. Because sometimes, men will have that personality, or, like, that point of view. Like, fuck, I gotta, like, relax.
Well, that's what I kind of like that he said that, he was like, because someone, it was like, oh, is it because you had kids now? And he was like, kind of, but as just, like, a perspective of a human being to human being, how could I be that mean to another human being? Mm. And I was like,
I mean, recently on his podcast, he just read Amanda to Filth. So
I don't think it's a woman thing. I think, like, he's like, well, you know, when you treat people badly, you treat people badly. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he recognizes how bad he treated Amanda either. But also,
no, because he recently, it's like the latest episode, he just read her absolutely. He's like, Amanda shouldn't be there. She's fucking useless. She's a troll. She treated me like shit. She treated Jenna like shit. She's an awful person. Nobody fucking likes her. She's horrible. Like, he just went in on her. And then she went back on Twitter. It's like, shut the fuck up. Like, what was it? You and you're like, I think he went off on, like, Jenna. Like, shut, like, both of you, shut the hell up. You're just mad that you're on the no-call list.
Exactly. You know what? I do feel like every time Jenna or Jemmy goes off on them, I'm like, I always find myself constantly siding with them just a little bit because it's just like, I mean, sometimes when I think about Jemmy, I feel like she'd just be calling it as she sees it. Like, how can you be on a podcast with a Trumpy? There it is. There it is. 1+1=2 today.
What was it? This is what Amanda said. Guys, I don't give a fuck what that skinny misogynistic loser has to say. There I'm sorry is. His bitch fucked half of MTV and then included his best friend, quote unquote, he sacrificed a Millie for. Haha, hating me will never erase that. He's a crybaby bitch sucking on the no-call list. So,
you know, I love how, right? Mm-hmm. She calls him a misogynistic, right? And she says one of the most misogynistic things, but your man is, your woman sucks all the dick on the chat.
On the MTV, yeah.
Yeah, but you then, know, interesting, Amanda.
Interesting. Very interesting. And I think people...
Like I said, I still just don't like Zach.
And I think it's interesting because Rachel defended Amanda. Like, yeah, she does deserve to be there. And I'm like, interesting. Interesting. Is that an alliance or do they just become friends? But Jenna is like, what was it? Yeah, Jenna's not coming back. But that, like, had me... I was like, oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Once again, I like Amanda. I like Amanda. Not Amanda. What's her name? I like Jenna because I like people who are like... She's not good, and then she chose out, and she's actually the fucking shit.
Yeah, I feel like... I like that. I feel like Jenna hasn't had, like, a... I feel like she's left the challenge so abruptly. I'd love to see her come back mm-hmm. and, like, just, like, murder these hoes.
Yeah.
I'd love to, like, you know, like, you guys have this perception of me. Let me flip it.
Yeah.
Let me be the master of my own destiny type shit.
Yeah.
Like shut people up. I love that. I feel like she hasn't had that moment because the last season she kind of left, like, really sad.
Yeah, no. She's definitely one of those people who are, like, because people constantly underestimate her, she's one of those where, like, how I'd love for her to get a win.
Yeah.
Like, I think she's deserving of one.
Or just, like, kick ass.
Yeah. I just love it. Anyway.
Well, the next girly pop is Laurel.
And she's a badass.
What was it? The reigning champ of All Stars 4.
Yeah, so if she wins this one, this will be her third win, and she'll finally, they'll finally be a woman.
Yeah, with a reigning, with more than two.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's like, I can't help but vote for, like, one of those women. It's because Jeanne is also on that list, one of those three, mm-hmm. to, like, just, like, a breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Get a third.
I love Laurel's sometimes I love how, like, she's just so sure of herself that confidence is, like, unwavering. I think it's funny how hypocritical she can be. Be so harsh, but when people are like that to her, she's just like, I'm a person, why could they, like, it's very bananas.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite moments of Laurel was the second War of the Worlds, and she's on the American team, and she went up against Ninja in the climbing thing, and she didn't win. She made a mistake, a little error, put a pole where it shouldn't be, and she was like, suck me to Ninja, because Ninja's known for climbing.
Yeah.
But no Laurel, you missed where it should have been.
Yeah.
But her, like, no, you all saw that, it's a fact, I did it, you have to work with what you got. And I'm like, wait, what? Now you're, wait, turn it back. And she's just like, no, you put it in the wrong spot, you gotta work with what you got. What do you mean? It's like, I hit the bell, they buzzed, it's over. I'm like, it's not and then just like, it's not over. And the hubrisness was fucking hilarious. I remember when we were watching that, we were like, what is happening?
Yeah, because then immediately when Ninja realized that she did not win, she started running back to the top, which made Laurel run back to the top, which, like, it didn't really matter at that point.
Yeah,
because, like, she Ninja put all the things in.
Yeah, she just had to hit the bell, and Laurel had to get that extra pike up the way the top to bring it all the way down, where she missed where to put it.
But instead, she just came up and rang the bell again. It's like, on second thought, you know.
Yeah,
Ninja did win that one, which was, it sucked.
Yeah, if Laurel didn't miss that, she yeah, absolutely. Ninja was like, she's like millennial cringe. Anyway, yeah. But, like, yeah, if Laurel didn't miss that, she would have beat Ninja. And Ninja was known for her, you know, being on Ninja, American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
So, and everyone, no one wants to go up against Laurel.
Yeah.
Nobody. And even, like, Michelle is still afraid of Laurel, which I'm excited to see how that plays out this season.
This next one, I don't know, so I'm about to look her up.
Aviv, she's been on season 12, rookie one, and then never came back. I love that for her.
Really?
Her first season, she won, and she said, she pulled a Bianca Del Rio. Bitch, I don't have to go again. I won the first time.
I love that for her.
You know, a 1v, like, you know, she went once and won. Yes.
Live for that. Oh, yeah, and she said,
I don't have to come back. I did what I came to do.
I won, period, point blank.
I am comfortable.
She won against Derek and Diem.
Oh, R.I.P. Mm-hmm. But Aviv, like, yeah, she doesn't have a... She's just been on one season, and she dominated. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know what? This might be a victory lap for her. She's probably just here for... I hope she's here to kick ass. She looks great.
Yeah. Oh, I love that they called her. That's great.
I know, right? They're just like, hey, I know you were, like, one and done, but what about one more? And she's like, okay. Yeah, okay.
Next is Kellyanne.
Kellyanne. I... What was it? I don't have a huge opinion about her. I like when she gets a little, I don't want to say crazy, but when her plans don't go accordingly.
That's interesting.
Boy, she goes left She's field.
She's interesting. She I remember one time she was in an elimination. I think it was against Ashley. And they were in like a cold thing. It was like against Ashley and Corey. And they had to sit in a cold thing. And she peed in. And her partner peed in it. And she, to, you know, make it less cold. And she was like, I don't care if he pees in it. And I was like, she's interesting.
Yeah. We were like, whoa, wait a minute. But Kellyanne, what was it? I think she's still a strong competitor. She's not a champ. She's a 3-time finalist.
Yeah.
I think her political game. No. I think she has a decent political game. But yeah. Then when it starts not going her way is when she starts kind of going off the rails and she gives those Brad eyes. Like she starts getting a little
crazy.
Yeah. No disrespect, yeah. Kellyanne. No disrespect.
And Emily. And I'm happy to see Emily again because
Emily was, I think she won with Bananas and CT on the first season of Champs vs. Stars.
Yeah.
And she kicked fucking ass that season.
I'm want to see her in, more seasons.
You know, we kept talking about, why is Miss Emily Scouse? So sorry I got your name wrong. Why haven't we seen her back? Why? Because she was a badass, and she still bulked the fuck up this time. Yeah. She's still strong as hell this time. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah, I would love to see more of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's thank you to shit, bitch.
Yeah. I think good. She probably another mentality I won, I'm good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Honestly, period. Period for those people. So yeah, that's our last one. So now in when it comes to both of those eras, which do you think you're the most excited to see?
I think a bit of OG.
Yeah.
I think there is very little layups or I know Brad had a bad season, but I can't see anyone calling these OGs weak.
No. Yeah.
Even what was it? I think I've seen a bit people talk about Tina, she's going to be carried and good for her.
I look for that.
Just make it easy for him, yeah. Tina. To carry you, make it easy, you know.
I live for that tea.
And Anissa has always been so strong, so fierce, so resilient. So I don't think she's a layup. I just think it happened when she thinks she is. That's when we kind of see it falter, because she does have those moments and it breaks my heart. And you know, when you lose a lot, it'll get to you. It'll fucking get to you.
And I also think that she's underestimated CT because she's been doing it for so long. She has so many elimination wins. Even TJ looks at her as a badass. So it's one of those things.
And what I think is also good, there's a lot of heavy hitters. Most of these are champs. They, I think there's not a lot of bad blood here.
Yeah.
Because I think in Trailblazers, we got some troublemakers.
Yeah.
We got some people who are known for going a little off the rails. Mm-hmm. What was it? Kellyanne, Cara Maria, Laurel, Bananas, Nehemiah. They've all had their little moments. And not saying OGs haven't, but I don't think enough with each other or it's been made amends.
Well, I also think that a lot of the OGs, they were on the season where the challenge wasn't taken as serious. So. Mm-hmm. Now it's taken super serious and they're all jacked up and, you know.
Yeah. But I think they've had enough time to understand each other well and even forgive. Cause it was Brad is the face that, Darrell beat the fuck up.
Yeah.
what was it? But Rachel and, Anissa were exes, but they've made amends to that. I think these people have probably the most history with each other.
Yeah.
To make it work.
Yeah. I agree.
I feel like they also have enough political game to tell Tina to reel it in.
I think these two seasons in general is definitely the season with just the most amount of history between
them. Yes.
Because you even look at, you know, Cara and Laurel. Cara and Bananas. Bananas and Laurel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's where we've seen the most topsy-turviness.
Brad and Cara,
I think Trailblazers might struggle with the amount of
Personality.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think, what was it? Yeah, I think they're a bit of a, like, a rockiness. And if they can reel it in, mm-hmm. then they can do well. Laurel has shown a lot of growth on All Stars, I'd say. Even though we had moments where, like, what are you doing? Especially with Nicole. Oh. But, like, Nicole's not here.
Yeah.
And, what was it? She was able to, like, you know, be, a calmer leader.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, like, you know, when she's mad, oh, boy, she's fucking mad. And I think, what was it? We got... Bananas is a champ. Nehemiah is a champ. Carl, Laurel, Aviv, and Emily. So out of 10 of them, 6 of them are champs.
Yeah.
So still pretty big. It still means it still holds weight. So it's still a strong team. I do think they'll struggle though with the heads.
Yeah.
I think also having that target on their as bananas. Yeah, bananas and Kara.
And Laurel, fuck that. I'm aiming for them.
Yeah.
Go down.
Absolutely.
There's too many good players on that team. Fuck you. Go down.
Do you think they, because like they've done it a lot. These are all vets. Mm-hmm. And they've done it. They've had so many different because it's like the challenge is all butterfly effect and decisions. Mm-hmm. And you find their consequence. Do you think they have to really change up their strategy this time?
That's a good question. Honestly, I think both of them do.
Yeah.
Because, I think, except for, like, maybe Bananas, CT, a lot of them don't really know, because they haven't been on for a minute, mm-hmm. don't really know a lot of the newer people on the... fresh set on the
the primary seasons where they're bringing them from fucking Big Brother and the UK.
I think like Kara knows Paulie, but that's like about it. Some tumultuous history between like Michelle and all the vets. So it's just like tough because I think like I do think they need to switch up the strategy. I think Kara's been need to switch up her strategy because no, because like bitch, win again. The fuck? Why is it?
Yeah. This
Good
is
time.
A, this is
Switch
a,
it up.
This is a big, big season. There's 40 competitors.
Yeah.
And, it's tough because when you have those big names, because, like, initially my thing would be, like, go underneath the radar.
Yeah.
But that, it's hard to do that. It would be very hard to do that.
Especially, like, Laurel just coming off of a win.
Yeah. So, eyes on her to get her the fuck out first.
Yeah.
Because that's usually what it is. Like, you just won. We want you gone.
Yeah.
We kind of, like, what are you doing here, bitch?
Yeah. Who else?
Give it to somebody else. And I like how they did it. Like, OGs, they're from seasons 1 to 10. And Trailblazers are from seasons, like, 11 to 20.
Yeah.
I that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, is there anyone you wish you could have seen?
I do think that, like... It's just so hard because trying to figure out which season they would be on is like a toughie. I would have loved to see West.
Yeah. That is someone I'm like, damn.
The main one. I think that's the main one. The thing is, I would have loved to see Zach, but which would Zach be on? I think Zach would be on the second one, right?
No, I think he'd be on the third.
Would he?
No. Maybe second, because like he was on a season with Big Easy, right? And Big Easy would definitely be like OG.
I think Zach would probably.
Zach looks kind of young. Not that they look old, but very youthful.
I know. I said I don't really like Zach, but you know, as a competitor, he's a really good one. So I just like, and he's like one of the most iconic ones, I believe, from that decade. So I do think it's. One of those things where it's like annoying he's on the no call list because like that's kind of one of the ones you would want to see on.
Yeah.
Do
you think Wes is bummed out that he's not on? I don't think
he has said something. He has said that he was like, I'm okay with not being on this season. I know people say that they're gonna miss me, and I don't think you guys are because he was like, because the whole thing is stacked, and he said that it's obvious which team he's rooting for.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, period. You know, I would have loved to see Kahuta because I think his accent's funny.
Yeah, I love Kahuta. Fuck with Kahuta. Kahuta would have been on the Leroy's team.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
He came on after Nani and Leroy.
Nani is someone I would have loved to see on, but it's like similar feelings of Anissa.
Yeah.
Like, I'm tired of rooting for Nani, but I love seeing her there. Yeah. It's like, you know what, bitch, you better fucking do it.
I think there's a lot missing from the second bracket, the third bracket, but I want to save it because we're going to re-ask this question. The second and the last bracket, I think there was a couple of people I would have loved to see.
Mm.
Yeah.
What was it? I guess Ashley is the third era.
Yeah.
Because
he came on with Corey.
Mm.
Yeah. They were on the first. Their first season was Arrivals and they were partners.
There's someone else. I just can't remember their name.
For
OGs.
OGs.
There's someone. I can see their face. Oh, I guess it's not fair. I would have loved to see The Miz. Are you kidding me? A WWE champion on a challenge? That would have been fucking hilarious. If I was any of the eras and I saw The Miz walking, be like, fuck you. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Or Theo James, the comedian. He's not going to do well, but he's going to be funny.
Yeah. Oh my God. Could you imagine? That'd be so funny.
Yeah, I would have loved, oh my God, I'd have been like, what is that? What are we doing?
So fuck you, producer. Like, goddamn.
I think, what was it? The challenge is getting like much more popular. Like, I think Travis Kelce on his podcast was talking about the challenge too.
Oh, really?
Like talking about bananas and CT.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just like, what was it?
Well, Kim Kardashian talks about the challenge.
Right? Like, what was it?
Kim Kardashian. So sorry.
Talking about Boston. Yeah, I'm so surprised the challenge isn't as bigger or even talked about as much. Like, what was it? Angel King Entertainment is like one of the only other people like I see posting as like a fan and talking about it.
Yeah.
Besides other challengers like Zach and like Bananas or even like I see Kylan on live on TikTok.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, why aren't people talking about the challenge? The challenge fucking rocks.
Yeah.
That's why MTV treat him better.
Yeah, absolutely. Because
treat him better.
If this is the last season I see Jordan on because of your fuckery, I'm gonna be pissed.
Absolutely. I'm gonna be so upset. Thank you guys for watching, and thank you for dreaming with us.
Bye.